As we get started this morning, let's turn to the book of Acts.
我们开始的时候，请大家打开圣经《到使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
We're going to read two verses this morning. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47.
读两节，使徒行传第二章四十六到四十七节。
So Acts 2, 46 and 47, and day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
使徒行传二章四十六到四十七节。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Let's have one more word of prayer before we begin.
开始之前还有一点祷告。
Lord, we do come with excitement, but also very humble into your presence.
主，我们今天存着一颗谦卑激动的心来到你的面前。
We're reminded, Lord, that only Christ can reveal Christ. And so we look to you, dependent upon your Holy Spirit. We know it's your desire that your Spirit would reveal Christ to us this morning. So, Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes. We need to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. So may you be revealed and may we respond then in our hearts to your speaking and to your leading. We just cast ourselves upon you, Lord. And in your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Last time we were together, we looked at responding to the Lord's speaking.
上一次我们交通道，我们怎么样向主的话语有回应？
And our calling to be or to walk humbly with our God.
而主向我们的呼求，就是说我们要存谦卑的心与神同行。
Now it is a journey that we are on.
这是我们的旅程。
But praise the Lord, it's a journey that's unto a destination.
但是这样的旅程要带我们到一个终点。
And that destination is to the fulfillment of the promises and the purposes of the Almighty God.
而这样一个终点就是神心意和目的得以完全。
So the Creator of all things has created us for the purpose of fulfilling what's on His heart.
所以这一位创造全宇宙的神也让我们能够来满足他心里的旨意。
To be a part of the body of Christ in His eternal kingdom.
在他永远的天国里面，成为基督身体的一部分。
And it's quite an amazing thought.
这是一个何等美妙的想法。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit, provides direction along this journey.
而基督耶稣借着他的圣灵，给了我们。在这条天路上的一个引领。
And then even further, the Lord Jesus has provided this marvelous opportunity to walk hand in hand with Him.
而为着让我们能够与他牵手同行，主也给了我们完全的供应。
So we want to consider and we want to understand three things.
所以我们要来思想，也来明白这三件事。
One, the purpose for which the Lord has created us.
第一个是主创造我们的一个旨意心意。
Second, the provision the Lord has made for us to fulfill this purpose.
第二个是为着我们能够满足神的心意，他所给我们的供应。
And third, the process the Lord uses for us to come into His purpose.
第三个就是说我们来满足他心意的这样一个过程。
So we want to understand His purpose, His provision, and His process.
所以我们愿意知道他的心意，他的供应和他的这样一个过程。
And then in the light of that background or those thoughts, we want to consider our passage, some things from the early church.
来，我们来思想那个早期教会的那些事。
Our passage in Acts 2:46 and 47 was from those very first days of the early church, shortly after the Lord's death and resurrection.
所以我们刚刚读的《使徒行传》二章这些经节是在主复活以后的所发生的。
So in that, we want to look at his intention for his church, his body.
所以我们来要懂得他向着他教会所存的心意。
And how he desires his one body to be a testimony to his purpose, his provision, and his process.
他也愿意他的身体能够来彰显他的旨意，他的供应和他的一个这样一个旅程。
So we really want to look at four main areas or four main thoughts out of Acts 2:46.
所以刚刚的经节里面，我们要来思想这四件事。
As we look at that verse, the first thing that really, at least, struck me was this concept of one mind.
第一件事在这个经节里面就是同心合意。
Then the second thing we'll consider is this aspect of in the temple.
第二件是在殿里。
The third is the breaking of bread.
第三件就是擘饼。
And then the fourth, from house to house.
第四件是在家中。
So it begins with this thought of one mind in Christ.
所以我们先来思想同心合意这件事。
That word one in Christ, meaning union or unity of purpose.
所以这个一，也就是说到在主里面有同心，同一个心意。
So the Lord tells us we are all parts or members of His body.
我们都是这个主身体的一个肢体。
One body, the body of Christ.
而只有一个身体，也就是说基督的身体。
So there are many parts, but it's all summed up in Christ.
有很多的肢体，但都在基督里面同归于一。
One body, many members.One head.
我们有很多的肢体，但是是一个身体，一个元首。
So the head is where the mind is located.
元首就是心意的所在。
And we're dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ, our head.
所以我们都必须来顺服我们的主或者我们的元首。
And as we are dependent upon him, then we can be of one mind.
当我们来顺服他的时候，我们就可以同心合意。
One mind with Jesus and one mind with one another.
所以我们可以和主同心合意，也可以和众弟兄姊妹同心合意。
If we are personally related to the Lord Jesus Christ and abiding in Christ, then we will be one with one another.
如果我们和主有这样一个个人的关系，我们就可以和众弟兄姊妹同心合意。
Now that does not make us all the same member of the body.
但这并不意味着我们都是身体里面同一个肢体。
We really need one another and all the members to fully appreciate the magnificence of Christ.
我们需要有不同的肢体才能够来彰显神的荣耀。
And to fully display His glory and His majesty.
能够来彰显神的大能和荣耀。
So we are dependent upon one another.
所以我们需要弟兄姊妹。
Romans 12:10 even tells us to be devoted to one another in brotherly love, giving preference to one another.
罗马书十二章里面告诉我们说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Now, even in that dependence, no two people can be of one mind apart from Christ.
所以离开了基督，甚至两个人都不能够同心合意。
We can share some things in common.
我们可以有很多共同之处。
Such as language or gender or culture.
如果是我们的语言、性别，甚至文化背景
，even behaviors and profession or some hobbies，
甚至我们的行为、我们的职业或者我们的爱好
，but those are really just traits or habits or even a job that we may have to do。
但这个其实只是一个特征、习惯，或者是我们地上的一个工作。
That is not really being of one mind。
但这其实不是同心合意。
Nor even if we do the same thing, does it make us of one mind?
甚至我们做同样的事，也不意味着我们同心合意。
As a matter of fact, we can be of one mind and be very different from each other.
而事实上我们可以同心合意，虽然我们从外面看起来很不一样。
Just as a hand is different than an eye.
就像我们的手和我们的眼睛是不一样的。
And an ear is different from a leg.
而我们的耳朵和我们的腿也是不一样的。
That's really the fullness of Christ.
这就像我们彰显了基督的丰满。
So no two body parts even perform the same function.
所以我们看到没有两个同肢体是有同样的功用。
Even two eyes give us a slightly different view or picture of what we're looking at.
甚至我们两个眼睛所看到的图像也是有一些不同的。
And we need both of these eyes working together to give us the complete picture.
所以我们需要两个眼睛，他们一同起到功用，让我们能够看清楚。
So the body is made up of these many members.
所以我们可以看到身体有不同的肢体所组成。
And they are performing many different functions.
他们有不同的功用。
Yet they are one body.
但是他们是属于同一个身体。
And they're connected to one head.
而连于同一元首。
And one mind requires us all to be connected to one head.
所以同心合意需要我们一同连于那个元首。
We all have to have that personal, intimate relationship with Christ.
我们需要和我们的主有个人的亲密的关系。
2 Corinthians 10:5 actually characterizes it this way.
哥林多后书十章五节里面这样告诉我们。
Taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
又将人所有的心意夺回，使他顺服基督。
So every time we read the Bible, every time we pray,
所以每一次我们读圣经，每一次我们祷告。
Even when we first wake up in the morning, we can pray these words to the Lord.
甚至我们早晨第一刚刚醒过来，我们可以这样向主祷告。
Lord, take every thought of my heart and my mind captive to Christ.
请你将我所有的心意夺回，使我顺服基督。
Now, physically speaking, you cannot have a casual relationship with your head.
从我们身体来说，我们其实不能说只是简单的连于我们的元首。
You definitely cannot be disconnected and still be alive.
如果你离开你的元首，你就不能存活。
You must be fully connected.
你必须完全连于你的头或者元首。
It's a very, very dependent relationship.
所以我们是有需要有这样的一个关系。
And that's what illustrates the blessing of dependence.
所以我们就可以看到，我们能够这样顺服是一个祝福。
And as Jesus is one with the Father, we are to be one with Jesus.
而我们的主与父神同在，我们需要与主同住。
The Lord calls us, the Lord, our head, calls us to this abiding relationship.
主叫我们要与他同住。
In John chapter 5, we even read about this abiding in the vine.
在约翰福音五章里面，我们甚至谈到这样，葡萄连于
The Lord gives us this picture of branches that are connected to the vine.
主给我们看到这样一个图画，就是葡萄连于葡萄树。
I think we've all seen a branch that's sort of partially broken or disconnected.
你如果看到这个树枝，它从树上被掉下来
begins to turn a little brown, and it certainly doesn't grow appropriately.
你就可以看到它变黄，而不可能再生长。
It slowly starts to die and it doesn't reach its full potential.
那它慢慢就死去。
And then a disconnected branch just is dead, brown, brittle.
那我们可以看到那些不连于树枝的那个枝子，它们就死去，变得脆弱。
So without this connection, there is no flow of life.
如果没有这样的连接，就没有一个生命的流淌。
And the Lord desires us to be connected, to be united to Him.
而主愿意我们与他同住。
There must be unity, there must be oneness.
我们必须有这样的一个合一。
And oneness begins with that personal relationship.
而这样的合一就开始于我们与主这样一个个人的关系。
That personal relationship with Christ, which is the foundational building block.
所以与主这样一个个人的关系是一切的根基。
A few weeks ago, our brother Ben shared with us the importance of getting alone and developing that personal relationship with the Lord.
几个星期之前，我们的弟兄 Ben 跟我们说到， 与主有这样关系的一个重要性。
And then we also need to be fully connected to one another.
我们也需要与弟兄姊妹同住。
And that's beginning with husband and wife, parent and child.
这从夫妻、父母、子女开始。
Our verse in Acts, as we looked at the early church, it says was day by day continuing with one mind.
我们刚刚读的那个《使徒行传》里面，让我们看到早期的教会，他们天天同心合意。
So continually one mind with the Lord Jesus.
天天与主同心合意。
Which also made them one mind with one another.
所以他们也得以和弟兄姊妹同心合意。
And it can't be just an occasional being of one mind.
这不是仅仅的偶然的。
It's not just one day a week or 2 days a week.
也不只是说一个星期两三次。
But it's continually day by day being connected.
而是连续不断的每天每时。
Matter of fact, always connected.
也就是说一直永远是连接的。
And as they were connected, we see this other aspect that they were in the temple.
所以当他们有这样连接的时候，我们就一看到他们是在殿里。
And the temple is the house of God.
而这个殿就是神的家。
When we are one mind with the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to be where he is.
当我们与主同心合意的时候，我们愿意与他同住。
We even see this picture when Jesus was a young child.
当我们看到当我们的主耶稣年轻的时候，
Where was Jesus?
他在哪里？
When he was 12 years old,
当他12岁的时候,
you remember he had journeyed with his parents to Jerusalem.
他和他的父母一起去耶路撒冷。
They were there, and then the parents and others left, and initially they didn't realize Jesus was not with them.
所以当他父母离开的时候，一开始他们没有意识到耶稣没有和他们同行。
So his concerned parents returned back to Jerusalem and searched for him.
所以他的父母回到耶路撒冷来找他。
And where did they find him?
他们在哪里找到他呢?
He was in the temple.
他在殿里。
And he told his parents, you should know where to find me.
他告诉他父母说，你应该知道在哪里找到我。
I am in my father's house about my father's business.
因为我在父家以父的事为念。
Jesus understood and knew he wanted to be where the father was.
所以那个时候主就知道他愿意与父同住。
And then similarly, we see this picture of two of his disciples.
类似的，我们也看到他的两个门徒的事。
Where did the disciples want to be?
他的门徒愿意在哪里？
Two of his disciples were with John the Baptist initially.
他的两个门徒一开始与施洗约翰同住。
And then when John the Baptist declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God," as he looked at Jesus.
当施洗约翰看着主耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊。
These two disciples immediately began to follow Jesus.
而这两个门徒马上就来跟随耶稣。
And they asked Jesus, "Where are you staying?"
他们就问耶稣，父子你住哪里？
Because they longed to be where Jesus was.
他们愿意和耶稣同住。
And Jesus was in the Father's house.
而主耶稣是在父的家里。
Now today, that's not just being in a building.
而今天这不是说是在一个房屋里面。
That's really the gathering of the body of Christ.
而是在基督里面的聚会。
And we are his body.
我们是他的身体。
And we are to be living and dwelling in his house.
我们愿意住在他的家里。
And since it's God's house, that makes the Lord Jesus the one in charge.
而在神的家里，主耶稣作王掌权。
Now the Lord Jesus is in charge because that's the position the Father has given him.
因为这是父神给他这样一个位置。
And if we want to be with Jesus, then we'll find ourselves in the house of God.
如果我们愿意与主同在，我们就是在神的家里了。
And if we want to know how to act in that house,
那我们如果在这个家里如何行的话，
or how to conduct ourselves in the house of God,
我们怎么样在神的家里有合适的举止行为。
Then we need to look to the head of that house.
我们就需要来看这个家的元首。
We need to observe Jesus and observe how Jesus conducts himself.
我们愿意来看我们的主是如何行，来向我们的主学习。
To learn from Jesus.
来向我们的主学习。
And to be trained by.
来 得他的培训。
Now verse 46 states this phrase day by day in the temple.
我们刚刚读的46节里面说到天天在殿里。
Together with Christ in the temple daily.
所以也就是说与主天天一同天天在殿里。
And if we're together with Christ, we're together with one another.
我们如果与主同住的话我们就与弟兄姊妹同住。
There is this dependence that I mentioned we have even upon one another.
所以我们需要彼此依靠。
And it's important that each one of us is here.
所以很重要我们每一个人弟兄姊妹都在这里。
Every single person here today has a part in the house of God.
每一个在这里的弟兄姊妹都在神的家里有份。
If you have believed in the Lord Jesus, then you are a member of the body of Christ.
如果你信我们的主耶稣基督，你就是神的家的一份子。
Now you may think, but I just recently believed.
你也许想，我刚刚得救。
Or I'm not very knowledgeable about the Lord's word yet.
我甚至还不熟悉神的话语。
Maybe you think, well, I need to learn from someone else.
我也许需要从别的弟兄姊妹那里学习。
Or somebody else needs to be standing up here talking.
所以也许另一位弟兄姊妹需要站在这里讲道。
But that's not of one mind.
但这不是同心合意。
So of one mind, there is only one teacher.
是的，如果我们同心合意，只有一个教师。
And that teacher is the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个教师或者保惠师就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And we are all together learning from that one teacher.
我们都从同一位教师那里学习。
And that further requires that each one of us has to participate.
那这就需要我们每一个人都来参与。
Because it's not a learning of knowledge or of facts.
这不是说只是来学一些知识。
It's an expressing of the very life of Christ.
而是让主的生命能够彰显出来。
So we are expressing that life.
而我们是彰显这样一个生命。
And the expression of the life of Christ only comes fully when we are together.
而只有我们都在一起的时候，这样一个彰显才能得以完全。
Hebrews 10:25 reminds us.
希伯来书10:25提醒我们说。
Not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
你不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
But it's more even than just getting together.
而不仅仅只是在一起。
We certainly need to get together.
我们当然需要在一起聚会。
And it's in the Father's house.
是在父神的家里。
And it's ultimately for His purpose that we gather.
也是为着他的心意。
We're exhorted in Philippians chapter 2, verse 2.
腓立比书2:2里面提醒我们说
Make my joy complete, this is the Lord talking, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
这里是主鼓励我们说你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足。
So to complete the Lord's joy, we have to be of one mind and be together.
所以为了让我们的主喜乐满足必须同心合意。
And we must be all active participants.
我们必须都是积极的参与者。
No spectators.
而不只是旁观者。
Life is not a spectator sport.
我们的生命不是说只是在那里旁观。
So let's think about this in a little picture here.
让我们来思想这样一幅图画。
We're going to think about physical exercise for a moment.
我们来思想我们锻炼身体的锻炼。
And I know there's a few of you that have regular exercise routines.
我知道你们有的人也许经常的锻炼。
And you may even have an instructor or trainer.
你也许有一个教练。
And that person can instruct you on how to do certain exercise.
那个教练可以教你怎么样来运动。
The importance of exercising or certain types of exercise.
运动的重要性。
They can even instruct you on the approach or the steps or the way to go about exercise.
甚至可以告诉你运动的每一个步骤。
And they can recommend certain exercises to you.
他们也可以向你推荐 一些运动的方式。
But they cannot exercise for you.
但是他们不能来取代你，来为你锻炼。
Each person has to participate in exercise to get those benefits.
啊，每一个人都需要有他自己的锻炼或者操练。
In the case of the body of Christ, each person has to participate in spiritual exercise.
所以在基督的身体里面，我们每一个肢体都需要来参加这样一个属灵的操练。
You must be an active participant.
你必须积极的参与。
And sometimes that can be challenging.
有的时候也许这有难处。
It can be physically challenging, it can be mentally challenging.
不管是身体上面还是心灵里面。
But no exercise, then no results, no life.
但是没有操练就没有结果，也没有生命。
Now we may be doing some different exercises.
我们也许有不同的操练。
We may not all have the exact same exercise to do.
我们弟兄姊妹也许不会有一样的操练。
We recently saw in the Olympics various team sports.
我们可以看到最近的那个奥林匹克运动会里面有不同的团队运动。
And each team member may have had a unique responsibility or part that they had to play.
那每一个成员他们也许都要需要做不同的事。
And their part of their responsibility may have required certain exercises that they do.
而他们所做的需要他们有不同的操练。
Where their different physical abilities or their different activities required them to have slightly different exercises from somebody else.
而取决于他们所做的事，他们必须有不同的操练。
But at the same time, they all had to exercise and they all had to participate together.
但是从另一方面来说，他们每个人都需要有操练，每个人都需要参与。
Similarly, each one of us needs to be spiritually exercising.
所以我们每一个人在灵里面也需要有这样一个操练。
If we are to be the body of Christ, then we have to be spiritually exercised.
所以我们要成为基督身体的肢体，我们灵里面就必须有这样的操练。
And we have to be active participants in this body.
我们必须是这个肢体的一个积极的参与者。
So as we come together and as we meet together, we need to be exercised and we need to be prepared.
所以当我们来一起聚会的时候，我们必须都有操练，必须都有预备。
To bring an offering.
来带一个给主的献给，带上献给主。
Now it may be a small portion that the Lord wants you to share with the brothers and sisters.
也许你和弟兄姊妹的交通只是很小的一部分。
Or it may simply be your attitude or how you respond to one another.
也许只是你的态度或者你对弟兄姊妹的回应。
All these things in your connection to the Lord impacts how the body gathers together.
而所有这些和你与主的关系都能够影响到其他的弟兄姊妹。
And it impacts our time together.
也影响到我们的聚会。
We are very dependent upon one another and dependent that every one of us be exercised in the Lord.
所以我们需要，我们依靠众弟兄姊妹，也依靠众弟兄姊妹都有这样的一个操练。
All, every single one having that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
需要我们每一个人都有与我们的主都有这样一个个人的关系。
Personally, we cannot even receive if we haven't been prepared.
如果我们没有预备，我们甚至不能够接受主的话语。
And then if we gather together and nobody has anything to say, it would be quite awkward.
当我们聚会的时候，如果没有一个人能有什么话说的话，那会有一个很奇怪的场面。
We get to sit around and just stare at each other.
那我们只是坐在这里互相瞪眼，大眼瞪小眼。
Now this is really one of the deceptions of the enemy.
这是仇敌的一个欺骗。
Where we solely believe we need to rely on one person.
那我们让我们相信我们好像只能够依靠一个弟兄。
Or maybe even a select few people and then the rest we're all going to come and just sit like it's a school lecture.
或者只是几个弟兄，而其他的只是坐在这里，就像去学校听课一样。
When we gain knowledge that is not put to action, it is really of no benefit.
当我们有这样的知识，但是没有操练的话，对我们没有任何的益处。
I can know all about exercise, but if I don't exercise, I don't get any results from it.
也许我有很多的操练的知识，但是如果我不操练的话，对我没有任何的好处。
Instead, there actually is a degradation of the body.
虽然我们的外体会朽坏。
Ultimately, even our bodies are dying.
而最终死亡。
So practically speaking,
但是从实际的角度来说,
I can know all there is to know about repentance.
我可以知道所有的有关
悔改的事。 I can know how important it is to repent.
我也知道悔改是何等的重要。
I can know how simple it is to repent.
我也知道悔改是何等简单。
But if I don't exercise repentance,
但如果我没有真的操练来悔改,
then there's no restoration of communion with the Lord Jesus.
那就不能够恢复与主的同行或者交通。
I'm like that branch that's partially broken off and I'm not functioning properly in the body of Christ.
就像那个从葡萄树上掉下来的枝子，我就不能够起到功用。
I'm not seeing Christ as he desires and the body has great loss.
我没有来满足主的心意，而这个身体也受到损伤。
When any one of us is not functioning the way the Lord desires, it is lost to his entire body.
如果我们当中的每一个一个弟兄姊妹不能够起到功用，就是基督身体的一个损失。
We need the eyes of our, or we need our spiritual eyes open.
我们需要我们灵里的眼睛被打开。
And we need to see Christ individually and together.
我们需要每个人个人都看到主耶稣，也在团体里面看到耶稣。
So the importance and even the aspect of opening our eyes is shown to us in this verse 46.
所以在使徒行传四十六节二章四十六节里面，就让我们看到这样的一个重要性。
And it's in this phrase and this thought of breaking bread.
就在这个擘饼这件事上。
So located right here in the center between in the temple and then when we come to house is this phrase breaking bread.
而在这个两个在殿里在江中这当中就是擘饼这两个字。
And breaking bread signifies seeing Jesus.
而擘饼就意味着我们看见耶稣。
We have this picture even in Luke chapter 24.
我们在路加福音二十四章里面看到这样一幅图画。
You might remember the two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus.
你们看到两个门徒他们在以马忤斯的路上。
So right after Jesus' death on the cross, his burial, and even his resurrection, they were walking on the road to Emmaus.
在主为我们死在十字架上并复活以后，他们在去以马忤斯的路上有烦恼。
They were distraught, they were confused.
他们也迷惑。
But they were together.
但是他们在一起。
And as they walked, they shared together.
当他们一同行走的时候，他们也有交通。
And then Jesus came alongside and he joined them.
然后主就与他们同行。
But as Jesus came, they didn't recognize him.
当主刚刚来的时候，他们并不认识主。
And then they continued to speak together, even with the Lord Jesus.
他们还继续相互之间交通。
And there was something that as they spent time together and as they shared that drew them even closer together and drew them to Jesus.
因此他们有这样一个交通，所以他们就彼此之间更亲密，也和主更亲密。
They would speak later of this burning in their heart.
他们来讲他们心里所火热的这件事。
But yet they still didn't recognize him.
甚至在他们还没有认出耶稣之前。
And then as they went in for the evening, Jesus was going to go on, but they compelled him to stay and to come in.
天色晚的时候，他们强留耶稣和他们同住。
And then as they sat down and as they broke bread, their eyes were opened.
当他们坐下来一同擘饼的时候，他们的眼就被打开。
Their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus.
他们的眼被打开，他们就看见主耶稣。
And this is the significance of that phrase, breaking bread.
这里让我们看到擘饼的重要。
The opening of our eyes to remember Jesus and to see Jesus.
让他们能够开他们的眼，让他们能看见主耶稣。
And we gather together for the purpose of seeing Jesus.
而我们在这里聚会，就是为着看见主耶稣。
And as we gather, we need to learn to see Jesus.
当我们在这里聚会的时候，我们就有这样的学习来看见他。
And to see Jesus in one another.
也需要在弟兄姊妹当中看到主耶稣。
Jesus Christ is in his body.
主耶稣是在他的身体的里面。
And his life is flowing through every member of his body.
而他的生命是从他身体的每一个肢体上面流淌出来。
Now that does not mean that every member is functioning exactly as the Lord desires.
但是虽然这并不意味着每一个肢体都有主所愿意的完全的功用。
But regardless, it is still his life that's in each one of us.
但是 不管怎样，他的生命还是从每一个肢体里面流淌出来。
And his life is flowing in every member of his body.
在他每一个肢体的成员里面流淌出来。
And we need to come to appreciate that fact and understand his fullness only comes as we gather and interact with one another.
所以我们有需要有这样的认识，他的生命只有在我们聚会的时候，完全的时候，才能够完全的得到完全的彰显。
Now I also enjoy the fact that it says they were breaking bread from house to house.
我们也看到在那个《使徒行传》里面说到，且在家中擘饼，或者从一家到另一家擘饼。
We might naturally think of breaking bread in the temple or in the house of God.
我们如果天安的人，也许来想是在神的殿中擘饼。
In the larger gathering of His people, of course we see Jesus.
当有很多人聚会的时候，我们当然看见耶稣。
We may have even unintentionally limited this phrase to simply mean the table meeting.
所以我们也许只是觉得这只是说到擘饼的聚会。
But in fact, it's not limited to a single act or a single time we're together.
但其实这不是只是关乎于一件事或者一个行为。
Rather, the breaking of bread is any time we gather and Jesus is revealed.
当我们每一次聚会，耶稣被看见的时候，都是擘饼。
When we remember that He was broken for us and that He died, but He's given us now a new life.
当我们纪念他为身体为我们裂开，为我们死，为我们复活，给了我们一个新的生命。
When we're reminded of His resurrection and the fact that He is alive.
因着他的复活。他今天活在我们当中。
We need to see Jesus, and we need to see Jesus alive.
我们需要看到主，也看到一位活的主。
And this verse again states day by day and from house to house.
而这里我们看到他们天天在家中擘饼。
So they were seeing Jesus from house to house.
所以从一家到另一家，他们都看见耶稣。
And that gives us a question of, is our house Jesus' house?
就让我们得到这样一个问题，我们的家是主耶稣的家吗？
We often think of our house as a place to relax or a place of comfort.
而我们通常想到我们的家，就觉得是一个我们可以休息的地方。
After a long trip or a long day at work, we're excited to come home, right?
我一个长的旅程或者很长一天的工作，我们可以回到家放松一下。
We look forward to coming home.
我们愿意回到家。
To this place that we equate with getting some rest.
所以家就让我们得到安息。
So there's an English phrase. I don't know how James is going to translate it, but we'll try.
有这样一个英文有这样一个词，我不知道怎么翻译。
There's an English phrase that says it's a place where you can let your hair down.
可以把你的头发放松下来。
Now some of us don't appreciate that as much as others.
当然我不能够有太深的理解。
But this phrase really originated in 17th century.
这个词起源于17世纪。
And there it was a time when women were not, it was seen that when they went out, they should always wear their hair up in a bun or some elaborate hairstyle.
所以当时那些妇女她们在公共场合都需要把头发发夹竖起来。
And matter of fact, the only time that they were allowed to let their hair down is when they were at home in private or relaxing or to comb it or wash it.
所以唯一的时间可以他们让他的头发松散下来是他们回到家以后。
So it was like they had to keep it up in this place and then when they got home they could just let it flow.
所以在外面的时候他们头发需要夹起来竖起来回到家才能够放松下来。
So today if somebody says, well, you can let your hair down.
如果今天有人告诉你可以让把你的头发放下来。
They don't mean that you can take the pins and just let your hair fall.
他不是说你可以把你的发夹拿下来，让你的头发披散下来。
They're really trying to use it for a phrase to say you can be yourself.
他 就说你可以成为你自己。
You can relax, enjoy, just be yourself.
你可以放松。
Now the problem with that whole phrase of be yourself.
那你就说成为你的自己。
Or at least the aspect of going home and going someplace private and being yourself.
然后回到一个隐秘的地方，成为你的自己。
Is who were you all the other time?
那其他任何的时间，你又是什么样的一个人呢？
Who were you when you were traveling and when you were at work and when you were at the store?
当你在外面在店里在旅行在工作的时候你是什么样的一个人呢
Was it really you or was it somebody else?
是你自己还是别的一个人
Or who were you pretending to be?
或者你假装另外一个人
What were you testifying of?
你做什么样的见证呢
Are we testifying of Christ in the places that we go at work or at the store?
当我们每天我们都在那里彰显我们的主不管是在工作还是在商店里面
Or are we testifying of Christ in our homes
还是在我们的家里来为主做见证
Are we together in our homes seeing Jesus
我们在家里看到我们的主吗
Remembering him remembering the one that's broken us from or broken the bondage and freed us from this self life
来纪念他这一位让我们能够从捆绑当中出来
The one that's given us a new life the very life of Christ
给了我们一个新的生命基督的生命
Where my personalities or my behaviors while they may be unique
虽然我的性格和我的行为是独一的
Where I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to still point others through them to Christ
然后我们允许圣灵让带别人来进到耶稣里面吗
And where the Lord Jesus is praised.
而主得到赞美吗
Now the big problem with be yourself.
而这里一个很大的问题就是说成己
Is that part of the word that is self?
而这里是说到谁做主是我们自己做主吗
Too often we retreat to our home and we let self rule.
而当我们回到家里的时候我们觉得我们自己做主
Our selfish attitude or our selfish behavior
而我们自私的本性和态度
Instead of letting Christ rule
而不是让主我们让耶稣做主
And is that really who we are supposed to be?
那是这是我们所应该成为的这样一个人吗
Now the world tells us to be ourselves
而这个世界告诉我们做我们自己
But the Lord tells us that He has created us in the very image of God.
但是主告诉我们说，我们是按照神的形象所造的。
Created in His image to fulfill His purpose.
是为着他的心意来取他的形象。
And our houses are really not ours.
而我们的家并不属于我们。
Our houses are to be a place where Christ is at home.
我们的家应该成为主可以安息的地方。
Where the Lord Jesus can be at rest.
而主在这里得到安息。
And where He is still reigning on the throne.
他还作王在宝座上作王掌权。
So are we rightly related to each other in our house?
所以我们在家里和别的人有正确的关系吗?
With the busyness of school, technology, and the activities of life today.
今天的学校技术让我每天都很忙碌。
Is there any breaking of bread or is there any stopping and seeing together as a family Jesus?
当我们有这样的时间停下来在家里拨饼让我们看见主吗
Do we have those times with our spouse and with our children?
我们有这样的时间与我们的配偶与我们的孩子在一起吗
Or is it really no different than just living together in a hotel?
还是只是好像众人都住在一个饭店里面
So I was at some corporate meetings out of state week before last.
两星之前我在我们公司的一个外州的一个活动里面。
And there was a little over 500 of us from the same company staying in some hotels.
所以有同一个公司里面有超过500人住在同一个饭店里面。
So we were in actually two hotels connected by one convention center.
所以其实是两个饭店当中是一个会议中心。
And the hotels had over 1,000 rooms.
所以这两个饭店总共有1000间房。
And it seemed like they had 1,000 staff too, so there was lots of people.
所以好像也有一千名员工。
And even though there was a large number of us together for one purpose,
虽然有很多人来到这里都是为着同一件事,
at least one meeting, we still each had our own room.
我们都参加同一个会议, 虽然我们每个人都有自己的房间。
So we had some meals together, we had training classes together.
我们一起吃饭, 一起上课。
And then we could retreat to the seclusion of our own room.
然后我们可以回到我们的房间, 有一点私密。
Now, obviously, when we walked through the halls or we had to go someplace outside the room, we might pass, we might interact briefly.
所以我们也许在走道里面和同事有寒暄。
We might even smile or say a word of greeting.
然后我们也许笑一笑,然后彼此问候。
And even to other people in the hotel who weren't part of our group, we may at least exchange a gesture.
也许和饭店的员工,我们也有一些友好的表示。
Or we may just pass by and not even hardly notice each other.
也许我们只是说匆匆擦肩而过,甚至都没有意识到对方的存在。
So even though we were all together, we definitely were not living together.
虽然我们一起在这个饭店里面,
now, we were all sleeping in the same building, and we were all alive at the same time in the same building.
我们也许住在同一个, 楼房里面, 在同一个里面, 生活,
but we were not being built together. There was not lasting relationships being developed. And I think too often when we think about it, that can even be the state of our homes. Parents and children eating at different times in totally different places.
父母和孩子在不同的时间,不同的地方吃饭。
We may or may not even exchange pleasantries as we pass in the hall.
我们在过道里面甚至都没有寒暄。
Or perhaps we might all be in the same room together.
也许我们在同一个房间里面。
And we're still all occupied with our phones and our computers.
但是每一个人都关注于他的手机或者他的计算机。
Sadly, we can have more of a relationship sometimes with our devices than we do with one another.
很多的时候我们与我们的手机有更多的关系比起我们的家人来。
We can talk more softly and kindly to Siri than we do to each other.
然后也许我们对Siri那个说话的态度都比我们对家人说话的态度要好一些。
And this is exactly where Satan wants us to be.
这其实是Satan要我们所做的。
John 10:10 reminds us the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
约翰福音十章十节里面告诉我们说，盗贼来无非要杀、偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And often the enemy can even use these devices to steal our communion away from him and from one another.
很多的时候仇敌就是要我们这样来。
And I realize they can perform many useful functions.
我们知道他们也许有一些功用。
We certainly need them in life today.
我们在今天的生活当中需要他们。
And yes, we can post verses and share things even about Christ.
我们甚至可以用他们来交通神的经节和交通我们的想法。
But it cannot be a substitute for communing with Christ and communing and dialoguing with one another.
但是这不能取代我们弟兄姊妹之间的交通。
So what is the condition of our homes?
那今天我们家的光景如何呢?
Are we building relationships in the family?
我们在家里建立这样一个关系吗?
And relationships require an investment.
这样的关系需要有这样一个投资。
It requires an investment of time in one another.
需要我们花时间。
And sometimes that takes a very deliberate action.
也许很多时候需要有一个深思熟虑的行为。
And it's also a fact that it's never too late to start developing relationships.
发展这样一个关系，你永远不会觉得太晚。
We need to learn to develop those relationships and to be transparent with one another, beginning in the home.
我们在家里必须彼此透明。
We need to learn to repent continually as we go astray.
当我们迷走走失的时候，我们必须学习悔改。
And be restored to the Lord and be restored to a union with one another.
我们必须被神恢复，恢复到与彼此的交通里面。
The Lord wants to restore the family.
主愿意恢复他的家。
And he wants to make our homes a place where we are together seeing Jesus.
他让恢复我们家成为一个我们可以彼此见到主耶稣的地方。
And that we are daily taking our meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
所以我们每天可以存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And that involves developing those personal intimate relationships.
所以这就需要我们来发展这样个人之间的亲密关系。
First with Jesus and then with one another.
首先是与主耶稣，然后是与弟兄姊妹。
Husband and wife, parents and children.
配偶、父母、儿女。
We have to remember that the family is the smallest unit of the church, the smallest building block of his body.
所以我们知道家是教会建立的一个根基。
And that family deserves our investment of time and attention.
所以我们需要在家里面花时间。
And our families and our homes need to be grounded in the Word of God and in prayer.
所以我们的家需要建立在神的话语和祷告的根基上面。
They are each to be a house of God.
这需要成为神的家。
Where we read the word together, where we fellowship together.
我们一同来读神的话语，一同交通。
Where we pray together, but also where we just spend time together.
我们一同祷告，只是或者只是简单的一起，在花时间在一起。
And where we together discover the wonders and the beauty of Christ.
而我们一同来发现我们的主的美丽。
Everyday aspects of life reveal Christ.
然后我们每天的生活其实向我们显明主耶稣。
And when we are of one mind together, that's what he is doing, revealing himself.
所以当我们同心合意的时候，他就向我们显明他自己。
So even if it's spending time together doing family chores,
甚至我们只是在一起做家里的家务。
Or maybe even playing games together.
甚至只是一起玩游戏。
In this technology world, sometimes we don't think about playing a board game with our children again.
在今天这个高科技的时代，我们很多时候甚至都不会想到和儿女玩那个棋盘的游戏。
But we need to think about even these daily interactions of how we interact with our children and with one another.
所以我们要思想我们每天与我们儿女的交通。
Because it is in all these things that we see Christ.
所以其实因为这件事，我们可以看见耶稣。
It's in all these things that the Lord opens our eyes and reveals himself.
所以借着这样的事，主开我们的眼，让我们看见他。
And then we also, as a part of that, do need to take deliberate time to together read the Word.
所以很多时候我们需要专门花时间一起来读神的话语。
Together even take some time to focus and let the children share in fellowship.
很多时候来专注于我们的儿女所交通的。
It's not a matter of instructing one another, it's a matter of together discovering the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是说来谁来教谁，而是说我们在一起来发现我们主的美丽。
Remember, there's only one teacher and it's the Holy Spirit.
我们知道只有一位保惠师或者教师，就是圣灵。
So if the only thing we're doing are nagging or lecturing our children about school and about music,
很多时候我们只是对我们的儿女来发号施令。来说他们的学习或者他们的音乐课。
That's not necessarily a relationship.
这其实不是一个关系。
We need to learn to listen to one another.
我们需要彼此倾听。
And then listen and think about what one another is sharing.
我们也需要彼此倾听他们所交通的。
The challenge that we can all have, especially as parents, is we want to respond to everything that's said with a correction or a teaching.
很多时候我们做父母的难处是我们往往用一个更正或者一个指示来回应这样。
But we need to learn to listen and to understand, and that also includes one another. It's a trait even between husband and wife we often lose over time.
但是往往我们其实需要更多的 是相互的来更懂得对方。
And we need to learn to be transparent.
我们也需要言行一致。
Do others, including our children, see us behave in the same way we're preaching or telling them to behave?
当我们让我们的儿女看到我们所行的和我们所说的是不是一致。
Now this lays the larger groundwork for our bigger family.
所以这就让我们可以看到我们更大的这个家的一个根基。
And this beautiful picture of gathering from house to house.
对，而这样美丽的图画，就是说从在家中聚会。
Matter of fact, that personal or that family preparation is the right way to prepare your house for others to come visit.
所以在家里的预备，就可以让我们预备整齐，为着别人来家里做客。
Because the others coming are not just guests; they're brothers and sisters in Christ.
他们因为他们不但是我们的客人，他们还是我们的弟兄姊妹。
We are one family.
我们是同属一个属家。
And when we gather with brothers and sisters, even in our house, that is the family of God. That is to be the house of God.
当我们和弟兄姊妹在我们家里聚集的时候，那就成为神的家。
Now I know some of you in this room do invest time in inviting others over or getting together with other families.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹他们是花时间和别的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And we say praise the Lord for that.
我们就说感谢主。
But we also want to stop and then ask ourselves, when we do get together, are we seeing Jesus?
我们也需要问我们，当我们有这样交通的时候，我们是看见主耶稣吗？
Are we discovering Jesus together?
让我们一起来发现主吗？
So there are generally two extremes, unfortunately, we fall into when we get together.
我们知道我们通常有这样两个极端。
We either make everything a meeting and try to formalize it.
我们有的时候觉得是好像这样一个聚会要必须很正式。
Or we make it just pure social.
那或者只是一个聚集，是一个社交的聚集。
When we have one mind in Christ, every time we interact can be spiritually edifying.
当我们一起聚集的时候，我们也许可以在灵里面一同被建立。
And all those times are to become spiritually natural for us.
也许这在灵里面就成为一个自然的一个流露。
We commit to come together because the Lord is there.
我们所以来到一起是因为我们的主在这里。
And because he's there, we don't have to make it a spiritual time.
所以因着他的同在，我们不需要刻意来说这是一个属灵的。
We don't have to work extra hard to try for it to be spiritual.
我们不需要做额外的工作来好像让它成为一个属灵的时间。
It will be spiritual because Christ is there.
因着主在这里，这就是属灵的。
So it might just be spending time together to get to know each other.
所以也许只是我们花时间能够更多的认识弟兄姊妹。
But that should lead to caring for one another, praying for one another.
让我们能够彼此关心，彼此祷告。
Shepherding one another.
彼此牧养。
It should burden us that even when we go away in our personal prayer times, we have things to pray about for other members of the body of Christ.
所以当我们个人祷告的时候，我们也需要为着肢体其他的弟兄姊妹有祷告。
Interceding on behalf of one another, just as Jesus Christ has prayed for us.
就像主为我们代祷一样，我们也需要为弟兄姊妹代祷。
But even when we gather this way in house to house,
甚至我们这样在家里聚集的时候，
Are we divided by age? Are we divided by language?
我们是不是被年龄或者语言所分别？
Divided by gender or interest?
性别或者兴趣所分别？
Or do we take time to sit together at a larger table and join in?
还是我们一同住在一个大的桌子旁边，而我们一同有祷告？
Old and young alike, from the youngest child to the grandfather.
不管年纪轻，从小孩到祖父母。
A family should be taking meals together.
作为一个家，我们必须一同在用饭。
Entering into conversation one with another together.
也一同有交通。
We actually lose the fullness and the richness of Christ if we are not taking advantage of gathering in this way.
如果我们不这样聚会的时候，我们就不能够认识到主的丰富和丰满。
Taking advantage of the different ages.
让我们能够和不同年龄的弟兄姊妹聚会。
Taking advantage even of the different languages where we have to pay extra close attention to understand one another.
和不同语言的弟兄姊妹，甚至虽然我们需要有更多的花更多的时间。
Taking advantage of the different experiences and the different gifts the Lord has even given each one.
因为主在我们身每个人身上都有不同的恩赐。
And the different stages of growth that each one's in.
也有不同的属灵的年龄。
Otherwise, it becomes no different than living together in a hotel.
否则我们就好像大家住在一个大的饭店里面。
Now, there are times, especially when we gather today, 500 plus people.
像今天我们有超过500人一起聚会的时候。
We might have to split into some groups, and we might have some age or other divisions, or I shouldn't say divisions, just groups that gather.
也许那我们就必须分班。
It's not always practical to have the first grade and the high school in the same classroom.
那让一年级和高中生坐在一个教室里面好像不太现实。
But that should be the exception and not the norm.
但这只是例外而不是一个正常的光景。
When we gather together, we shouldn't automatically defer to those types.
当我们聚集的时候不能够仅仅的就落入这样的分别里面。
When we gather from house to house, we need to take advantage of the fact that we are one family.
当我们一起在家里聚集的时候，我们必须意识到我们属于同一个家。
And anything else really falls short of what's on the Lord's heart.
而我们做任何不一样的事，其实都不是主的心意。
So finally, what's the result?
那最后是什么样的一个结果呢？
If we're of one mind gathering in the temple,
当我们同心合意在殿里面聚集的时候，
breaking bread, seeing Jesus together from house to house,
当我们在家中擘饼，
verse 47 says the result is they were praising God.
他们四十七节里面说到他们赞美神。
When we're gathered together as in one mind, the Lord is praised.
当我们一同在神的家里聚集的时候，神就得到赞美。
All the host of heaven even praise at this sight.
而众天都要来赞美神。
And then it further leads us to individually and together praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus.
那也让我们在个人的里面一同来赞美神。
And that satisfies the Lord's heart. That's where the Lord Jesus is at rest.
那就让主的心满意足，让他得到安息。
And when the Lord is satisfied and the Lord is at rest, we are satisfied.
当主心满意足的时候，我们也就心满意足了。
Now, verse 47 also said they were in favor with all the people.
47节里面也说到他们得众民的喜爱。
So if we are in any form grouped together in one mind, the world will take notice.
所以当我们同心合意的时候，这个世界就会注意到。
We will look different than the rest of the world.
因为我们看起来和这个世界有分别。
And when we are truly together, it catches their attention. Excuse me.
所以当我们真的同心合意的时候，他们就会注意到。
So my family had the opportunity last summer to travel or carpool from the East Coast with a couple of other families.
我们家去年夏天有这样的一个机会，和其他两个家庭从东岸一直一直开车回到 Houston。
海滨 family and our brother Chip King's family.
和我们海滨弟兄和 Chip 弟兄的家。
So we had three families that were traveling together, 14 of us.
所以我们有三个家，十四个人。
Now we did stay in hotels.
当然我们也住在饭店里面。
However, we spent a lot of time together, fellowshipping, doing things together.
所以我们很多的时候有交通。
And we took all of our meals together.
我们也一起吃饭。
So whether it was at breakfast and we would pull a bunch of tables together and sit all 14.
所以当我们一起吃早饭的时候，我们就会把那个桌子摒起来，十四个人坐在一起。
Or we'd go out to dinner, we'd get table of 14 and we would sit together as one.
所以当我们用晚餐的时候，我们也会有一个大的桌子，所以十四个人可以坐在一起。
And people took notice.
所以人家就会注意到。
Matter of fact, we had a lot of people staring, saying, "What a strange looking group of people."
有很多人就盯着我们看，觉得这一帮人真的很怪。
Different sizes, ages, different races, different.
他们不同的种族，不同的年龄。
And of course, they're trying to figure out, well, whose child is who and what.
他们也许甚至会想到这是谁的孩子。
And what was the reason that this odd group of people were together?
那这么是什么样奇怪的原因让这些人走到了一起？
And then as we would pray out loud over dinner, and certainly as we would eat and enjoy one another's company.
所以当我们谢饭祷告和我们在饭食的时候，彼此交通的时候，
people took notice.
人家就会注意到。
Now we weren't trying to be a spectacle.
我们并不是想引人注目。
And we definitely weren't trying to be noticed.
我们是不甚至不想引起注意。
But again, if you're one in Christ, the world notices.
但是当你在主里面同心合意的时候，这个世界就会看到。
And it does lead to a longing or even a favor among those that are open to the Lord.
所以就会让那时候他们就会有这样的一个渴望。
Or even jealousy because the world is hurting and it is longing for a savior.
因为他们甚至嫉妒，因为这个世界，他们在世界里面他们是孤独的。
And it's not common to see such a diverse group really enjoying being together.
也，他们也很难看到有这样一个不同的背景的人真心的在一起。
And we actually had the opportunity to interact with some people at other tables because they would come over and they wanted to converse and ask us questions and talk.
我们甚至有这样一个机会与其他的人一同交通，他们因为他们来到我们桌子边上，让与我们说话。
And when I thought back about that, it reminded me that that is testimony.
当我回头来思想的时候，这就是一个见证。
That is preaching the gospel.
这就是来传福音。
Now we still need to openly proclaim the gospel as well.
当然，我们必须要张口来传福音。
But when we do preach the gospel and people then look closely at us, what do they see?
但是当我们传福音的时候，当人家来注意我们的时候，他们看见什么呢？
Are we hypocrites or do they see reality in us?
我们是假冒伪善吗？还是在我们里面可以看到实际？
Do they see a repentant, humble people?
他们看到一个悔改、谦卑的人吗？
A people who genuinely love the Lord and then in turn love one another.
也看到那些真心爱主和彼此相爱的人吗？
Or do they see just merely words or good ideas that we say?
他们或者只是看到外面的言语和一些主意。
Now we also have to realize that when we are one with Christ,
当我们和主在一起的时候，
it will create some conflict with the world as well.
也许我们和这个世界就会有一些冲突。
The world will react negatively at times.
因为这个世界会有一个负面的反应。
And certainly Satan will use every means to try and create division and try and create difficulty.
而撒旦就会在我们当中来有这样的一个分别。
Or to make us think, well, it's okay the way we gather. This is good.
或者让我们只是想我们这样聚集的时候是好的。
And yet we continue to do it and never have interaction with young and old.
虽然我们没有与年轻的或者年长的在一起。
And that's just a subtle approach of the enemy really to keep us from fulfilling the fullness of the Lord's purpose.
这只是一个仇敌这样的诡计，让我们不能够来满足神的心意。
There's no reality of fully being built together.
因为在这里没有一同建造的一个实际。
And then even as the children grow older, they move on.
当我们的孩子长大时候，他们就离开了。
They have no picture of what it really looks like to live together in Christ.
因为他们没有这样一个图画让他们看到怎么样在主里面合一，同心合一。
And instead, they become more dependent on devices or things of the world.
他们更多的来依靠他们的手机或者这个世界里面的东西。
Now, verse 47 also says the Lord was adding to their number day by day.
47节里面也说到主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Those that were being saved.
这些是得救的人。
So it's not about adding numbers.
这不是说只是人数。
But it is about being built together as the body of Christ.
而是说在基督的身体里面同被建造。
So we do need to understand the Lord has a glorious purpose.
所以我们知道主有这样一个荣耀的心意。
And no matter what our current condition, he's not fully satisfied with that condition.
不管我们今日的光景如何，他的心里面还没有完全的满足。
But praise the Lord, he has made a provision for us to fulfill his purpose.
但是感谢主，他给了我们这样的一个供应，让我们能够可以来满足他的心意。
And daily we have the opportunity to be exercised in the process of coming into that purpose.
所以我们每天都可以有这样一个操练来进入这样一个心意。
The Lord's desire is for us to continually, day by day,
所以主的心意是愿意我们每一天每一时
be of one mind,
同心合意
to be in the house of God,
在神的殿里
to be breaking bread or seeing and experiencing Jesus together,
来擘饼看见并且经历主和他的生命
and from house to house to be built together as the body of Christ.
家里在一同建造成为基督的身体
We need to consider His purpose, His provision that He's made for us.
所以我们来需要思想神的心意和神的供应
And then yield to His Spirit who's taking us through the process of conforming us to that image.
让圣灵来带领我们进入这样一个过程
We do desire our testimony to be of a glorious church.
让我们的见证可以带来一个荣耀的教会
that in Christ's life and in Christ's love is united.
在基督的爱里面被一同建造
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Lord, we just thank you that you do have such a glorious purpose.
主感谢你有这样荣耀的心意
And that you have made the ultimate sacrifice to make a full and complete provision.
你用这样的一个牺牲为我们带来了完全的供应
That provision that allows us to come into the purpose of God
这样的供应让我们得以进入神的心意
And that you so lovingly every day continue to take us through the process of conforming us to your image
所以每一天你就带我们进入这样一个过程让我们能够成为你的形象
Lord, we acknowledge our desire, our inward desire is to be in union with you.
主，我们心里的愿意与你有交通。
To be where you are.
与你同住。
Lord, which gives us a longing also to be built together with one another.
所以我们愿意与众弟兄姊妹被一同建立。
Lord, that you, your heart would be satisfied.
愿你的心意得着满足。
And that, Lord, we would bring all glory, all honor, and all praise unto you.
把所有的荣耀都归给你。
Continue to lead us through this process.
求你继续这样带领我们。
We do desire to be your body.
我们愿意成为你的身体。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.